Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. It's Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the Nashville chief of police says he's not quite ready to discuss a working theory the department has about the school shooter there. The police chief did say the shooter formerly attended the Covenant Presbyterian School where the attack took place. Police also say the 28-year-old transgender Nashville woman had maps of the school and had been conducting surveillance prior to yesterday's shooting. Killed six. Two, over two dozen Burger King locations in Metro Detroit will be closing after the franchise owner could not reach a new contract with the restaurant chain. EYM King of Michigan says their stores will be closing by April 15th and more than 400 employees will lose their jobs. And number three, speaking of losing jobs, Disney set to begin layoffs this week. According to a memo sent by CEO Bob Iger, it's the first of three rounds of cuts that will total about 7,000 employees. The belt-tightening part of a broader effort to trim corporate spending and streamline operations. Layoffs will affect the media division and parks and resorts and even ESPN. That's where we start this hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Flying by this morning, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here, WRFH, the award-winning student radio station. Also a lecturer in journalism. You hear me hosting the radio-free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. Also the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. Separately from all that, Political Beats, a podcast at nationalreview.com, and also where you find good podcasts, and on our own over at patreon.com/politicalbeats. We talk with people in and around the political world, but no politics, just music. Our guest's favorite band or musical artists, My Morning Jacket recently, Big Star recently, about 120 episodes, and I got bonus stuff and extras for people who support via Patreon at patreon.com/politicalbeats. This hour, Andrew Moran is with us, a writer, journalist. We'll talk about the Fed and what's happening with banks. David Rainey, Dr. Rainey from Hillsdale, will join us to talk about some of the gun legislation and proposals here in Michigan recently. Wanted to begin the hour by recapping and playing some audio from the Nashville police chief yesterday on this shooting in Nashville. Three students killed, three adults killed at a private Christian school in Nashville. The shooter, Audrey Elizabeth Hale, 28 years old, shot and killed by police who responded to Covenant School. 200 kids there, preschool through sixth grade. Law enforcement officials working to determine a motive, but the chief says that how she identifies, and she identifies as transgender, is part of a theory they have. And you can start putting pieces together to determine what that theory might be. You can do that as we listen to the chief. This is John Drake, chief of the Nashville Police Department, yesterday at a Q&A session with reporters. Cut one.
Our investigations tell us that she was a former student at the school. I don't know what grade she's attended or grades, but we do firmly believe she was a student there.
Did she identify as transgender?
She does identify as transgender, yes.
Is there any reason to believe the shooter first went to the church before going to the school?
I can't give you that information, Alonzo. We know that the minute the calls came in, we responded to the church, so to the school.
To the school.
Yeah.
Did you have, was there two officers that went in when they first got there? Do you know how many there was when they first entered?
So it was five officers that immediately went in and addressed. We have video that we're going to release, but you can see in the video, you can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school. They address the threat and take that threat down.
So five officers going inside, immediately confronting Hale, who then shot at the officers. They fired back and fatally shot Audrey Elizabeth Hale. So you heard in that first bite, former student, identified as transgender. A little more here in the second Q&A about motive and what police are thinking about this shooting. Cut two with Police Chief John Drake.
And no motive at this point? Anything discovered in the apartment or house?
No, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed. And so we'll put that out as soon as we can.
And Chief, is there any reason to believe that how she identifies with
his wife? I'm sorry, I knocked someone's mic over. I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
Is there any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school?
We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
So was this a targeted attack?
It was.
Do we know about a history of mental illness? Man or woman?
Don't know any history of mental illness at this time, but we are looking at that as the investigation is ongoing, and I'm sorry.
Did she identify as a transgender man or woman?
Woman.
Was this the only school that was targeted?
It was the only school that was targeted. There was another location that was mentioned, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to in that area.
Too much security. That's Police Chief John Drake from Nashville. Too much security. A threat assessment by the shooter said, don't go there. There's too much security. There's not a chance to succeed, and ended up choosing a different, theoretically, I suppose, softer target. What'll we hear in that second soundbite about motive? There's a manifesto. There's a working theory. How she identifies plays into it. There is some theory around this. The school itself was targeted. She's a former student there. You start to put some pieces together, and the police aren't going to release or have not released their working theory yet, but I think you and I are smart enough to begin putting pieces together about what might have happened here. This kind of story brings out the absolute worst in the media, because immediately inside stories, inside this Washington Post story, there are editorial comments about the lax laws in Tennessee and blaming Tennessee. They recently allowed residents to carry handguns in public without a permit. USA Today, and I think the Washington Post did a story on this too, a ridiculous story. A congressman from Tennessee who had a Christmas photo posing with guns. That is now wrong and evil, and he, I guess, somehow contributed to the attack because he posed with guns. It has nothing to do with anything, as if a congressperson who has knives in the kitchen somehow endorses the attack on Rand Paul's staffer over the weekend, which was a stabbing in Washington, D.C. Well, this Democratic congressperson, they have knives in the kitchen. There must be some tacit endorsement of the attack. It's so silly. And this USA Today piece doesn't even have a point other than people online. Online people. Twitter posts are attacking a congressman for this picture because he is part. He represents the Nashville area. It's silly stuff. And really, things like this tend to bring up the worst in some people covering. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit MIChamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.